The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Visit Pensacola.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk on Friday, Pensacola's expert panel. Yes, we are walking on sunshine, going into a big holiday weekend. And who better to tell us what is happening than our friend, Nicole Stacy, who is with Visit Pensacola.
Good morning.
Hey, there's sunshine in the studio right
here. I love
here.
That song. I'm still in a good mood.
It's perfect. Yeah. I'm ready. I got the bathing suits out. I'm looking at them going, okay.
I know, and it's going to be great weather this weekend.
Gorgeous.
So super excited about that.
Me too. So it's so good to see you. Nicole
you
and I
too.
Have known each other a long time.
Yes.
So, and when she was at the Pensacola Beach Chamber.
I always tell people, I'm like, Meg took me around. She was in Gulf Breeze. She took me around, showed me the way.
It's so funny. Then, of course, I followed in your footsteps at the Pensacola Beach Chamber for a few years there. So now being here, it's so wild that we're back together again with your role now with Visit Pensacola, which you're doing just a wonderful job
Thank
with
you.
That.
You Thank really, you. I
really
appreciate
are.
That.
So what's happening? Tell us everything.
I mean, summer is here. The first official day is not until June. We know that. But we're moving into a big weekend. And this is really where, from a tourism perspective, we are always telling people this is our season.
Right.
Memorial Day to Labor Day, that's our season.
Mm-hmm.
And so this weekend, I mean, it's Memorial Day. We all
yes.
know that. So we're very excited. But there's some big events that are going on, kicking off with the Memorial Day program at Memorial Veterans Park. That'll be at 1 p.m. We've got the big Pride weekend out on Pensacola Beach. We've got Family Beach Festival on Pensacola Beach.
Mm-hmm.
The Floribama's got some big events going out on Perdido Key. So it's a big weekend to celebrate and to get outside and just to enjoy Pensacola. You know, thank a veteran. Thank
yes.
you to everyone in the service and for everything that you do for us and for our country. It's just going to be a fun weekend, I think.
I think so. And don't forget, we've got that 100th anniversary for the Sanger Theater.
Yes.
There's going to be a block party, I think, on Saturday.
There's a big block party. I mean, all of the different bars and restaurants are going to be doing different things. I'm looking at our calendar right now. So they've got Summer Saturday band performances. We've got Memorial Day at CBB. We've got, you know, just all kinds. Garden and Grain is doing a big party. Palafox and the Sanger, they're closing down Palafox. So
mm-hmm.
we were just talking about that, and you were sharing they're going to do a movie at 4
yes,
o'clock.
Yes, so it's so cool. They're doing Phantom of the Opera,
yes.
the original one with Lon Chaney, for those who remember Lon Chaney. And I was not born yet on that one. But it's going to be cool because they're going to show it in the theater at 4 at 6 o'clock, and they're going to play the organ like they used to do with the old black and white silent movies. They'll have the organ playing in the background. That is the coolest thing.
It's so much fun. And then after this weekend, then it's like official, right? Like
yes.
we're here. Summer is here. Kids
yes.
are out of school. And like, congratulations to all of those who have graduates today. I know
Yay.
It's the last day of school. I think some kids were out like last week, but today I know in Escambia County, at least, it's
mm-hmm.
the last day of school. So congrats. But then we'll move into Fiesta.
I know.
And,
my gosh.
You know, they do the Fiesta organization a lot. They do such a great job. And if you're not familiar with them, get to know them. But they put on events like Crawfish Festival and
mm-hmm.
Seafood Festival. But Fiesta is
yes.
like the grand celebration of our city. And so there's fun events happening all week long. You can check the calendar, visitpensacola.com. We've got them all. But next Friday
mm-hmm.
is the big parade,
oh,
the big Fiesta parade.
Yes.
It'll kick off at 7 o'clock, and it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, I'm in the crew of Hip Huggers.
Yes, I've seen those fancy girls in their Hip Huggers, cute as can be.
250 women started in 1998. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of sparkle, but it's just so much fun because, you know, the last time everyone was parading was at Mardi Gras.
Sure.
And we love, obviously, Right. And the people do too, because they come out in droves to see everyone. So like, it's a nice way to like kick off summer, be all together,
right?
Throw some fun beads and just have so much fun on a Friday.
It's going to be great because we are the city of Five Flags.
Yes.
And so Fiesta celebrates that history because I didn't realize when I moved here initially, there was so much history here in Pensacola.
There really is. I mean, being America's first settlement.
Yeah.
And, you know, from a tourism perspective, I'm always bantering with St. Augustine. Like, I couldn't thank DC enough when he flew that blimp over St. Augustine, because it's just, it's annoying at this point. But we were settled first.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Check your books.
Yes.
So established in 1559. And it's just a fun way to showcase, as you said, like, there's so much history in Pensacola, so much history just in downtown Pensacola. But
oh yeah, like in a 10 block radius, you have
the
all the
connections that we have, the history that's at Fort Pickens, the history of Belmont de Villiers, the history of the Sanger Theater. Like, it's just so cool. The Little Theater, all of the things that really play a part in who we are. And so I love that we can all get together and really hone in on celebrating that. If you haven't checked out the America's First Settlement Trail downtown.
Yes.
I have not done that myself, and I should. It's really fun. And for those that aren't familiar, take the Freedom Trail that they have in Boston. It's a replica-ish of that. It's our version, if you will. It's 3.5 miles. It's a red line all throughout downtown, but there's QR codes and there's stops, so you can kind of check in, see what's going on, take a seat, grab a beer, keep walking. Like, they did such a nice job, and that team, there's a whole committee that has really poured a lot of love and soul into making that what it is now. But you can check it out. And again, all that's on visitpensacola.com.
Excellent. And there's a trail like that on the beach as well.
Yep. The Eco Trail.
Yes, the Eco Trail. Same kind of concept.
Yes. And I will say, speaking of the beaches, as we move into summer, and our team at Visit Pensacola is really, we're posting about it a lot this week, but beach safety, picking up your trash. Taking things back with you. Like, we don't want your tents.
We don't
want your chairs.
Please, please, please don't dig deep holes and leave them there.
Correct.
Because
please,
we do have turtles,
sea
turtles that nest on our beaches.
Yeah.
And those holes are not helpful.
Or just clumsy people.
True. Because I'll be the one that falls into it.
I don't want to fall.
Right.
So I think, you know, we're in like following the flags, listening to the lifeguards. These are very easy things. And I know that we get excited, and whether you're on vacation or it's your first weekend back out at the beach with your family, like, let's just be smart.
Right.
So we can have a good summer with
safe,
no worry.
Safe
yeah.
Summer.
It's a good, fun, safe summer. Because we've got big things coming up.
Right.
Like, this weekend's not the only weekend to be out on the beach.
No. Do tell.
So, you know, shortly after June, there's this big fun week out on Pensacola Beach with the air show featuring the Blue Angels and the Island Authority.
Well, don't forget before that, 4th of July
well,
and
4th
the
of
fireworks.
July. Yes.
So we've done the fireworks
Excuse
have become
me,
a
Meg,
big
deal. I get
deal.
Excited.
I get excited about fireworks. Personal investment, but yes.
So
fireworks.
Yeah,
right.
So the fireworks, and we'll have fireworks. You know, I love it in Pensacola that we can watch fireworks from various locations. So if you are like, I do not want to be out on the beach, and I understand it gets busy or it's a long day, you can watch them in downtown Pensacola. Perdido Key does them. Santa Rosa County does them. So it's so nice that like we get to celebrate freedom in America. I mean, the 4th of July is one of my favorites. If you know me.
We are a very patriotic town.
We are very patriotic.
So to the ultimate celebration of patriotism has to be that next week in July.
Yes. So
go ahead.
Blue Angels Air Show on Pensacola Beach. And shout out to the Island Authority, who do an incredible job. But it is such a fun way to celebrate the Navy, to celebrate the team, to celebrate Pensacola. You know, I have this argument, too, because they're Blue Angels fly a lot of places, but the home is right here in Pensacola.
That's right. And it's special for them, just as special for them as it is for us.
It really is. And I think, I mean, and you know this well, but like, it's just so special that their families can now have the opportunity. They don't have to travel. They can wake up at home and then go see mom or dad flying. And so it's really just a cool weekend. It's such a celebratory weekend. We all sound so cheesy, but I do think it should be a national holiday.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but I completely agree.
I want the whole week.
From the 4th all the way through like the 13th or 14th. I'm in. Yeah. Count me in. I'd take it.
So it's fun, you know, and then it really does feel like summer. And I know that all of our accommodations and our hotels and our property management, like they're all ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming off the heels of National Travel and Tourism Week. It was just a couple weeks ago. And so celebrating those hospitality heroes.
Yes, so good. And I missed the Olympics this year.
We really missed you. Because we changed the games.
For the comic relief.
No, we changed the games, and they were so fun. And they were, someone told me, they said it well. They go, thank you for giving everyone an opportunity.
I know. They actually do like an Olympics thing between all the different tourism organizations, hospitality, restaurants, and things. And it's like a little, it's very competitive.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're not familiar, National Travel and Tourism Week, it's the week to celebrate the tourism industry. And mm-hmm. it's the week to celebrate those frontline workers who are giving back time and time again to visitors.
Right.
And so, you know, we always, and Brent Lane says it well, but like you're preaching the good gospel of Pensacola, because we are.
Mm-hmm.
But these hospitality heroes help us help them.
Once we get them here, they're the follow through.
Yeah, they're the
reason
faces.
People come back.
Absolutely. And so this year we had a record-breaking 32 nominations.
No kidding.
From hospitality heroes.
Oh my gosh.
And Meg, when I tell you these stories, you're just like, they're incredible. Like the fact that we could only award so many, mm-hmm. it makes you sad.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves a trophy.
Oh.
They all needed a prize. But we got to nominate some really incredible winners, and they came from various parts of the industry, restaurant, hotel, transportation. And mm-hmm. so it's just really special. And I think, you know, you and I were talking off air, but there's a lot going on in the tourism spectrum.
Yes, there
is. Florida as a whole, here in Pensacola. And I think as negative as some of that can be, the positive is we're just going to keep doing our jobs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep celebrating the industry that gives back so much to this community. I mean, last year alone, $22 million was collected in TDT collections.
That's a lot.
That's tourism. That's tourist development tax, so your residents aren't paying that mm-hmm. unless you stay in accommodations. But that all goes back.
Into the community.
Yes.
I mean, one of the keys is beach nourishment.
Yes.
So we've got to keep the beach beautiful so people
tourism
will keep
coming. Marketing.
Yes.
You know, it all plays a role. And so I hate that sometimes the noise mm-hmm. creates this chaos for us, but at Visit Pensacola, we're strong. The hospitality industry is strong, and we're having some banner months already.
It's incredible, because having been at the visitor center on the beach, and when I first started there, which was now four or five years ago, it was about 800 or so visitors that would come in. I just looked at the numbers from last month. They had 3,000 visitors.
It's incredible.
Wow.
That's incredible. And, you know, we do so much with the budgets we are given.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go on a rampage all day long about how our neighbors have so much more
mm-hmm.
because their inventory is bigger, or, you know, they're a bigger community. But, like, Pensacola, that's why I say the hospitality heroes, they're who help us do our jobs.
And all
of the faces.
And all of our residents, all the people
yes.
that live here are friendly. We have a beautifully friendly town.
We really
do. We welcome
do.
Everybody. I mean, I have more people comment to me on that. Everyone's so nice here.
Yeah.
And it really is true. I mean, I don't want to sound Pollyanna. Probably do a little bit, but we really do.
It's fun. And, you know, when we bring in media, we just got two really big stories in Food and Wine. So if you haven't seen them yet, it's incredible. Like, there's a huge story for Alga and the Florida Room
mm-hmm.
being one of the only seltzer bars in Florida. So congratulations and thank you to that team for helping us. The other feature was on our oysters and Grayson Oysters.
Yes.
And so really just highlighting the cool stuff we have going on. But
mm-hmm.
we can tell media, like, hey, we think you should go here, or hey, we'd like you to stay here. But we don't direct
right.
like their experience, right? And we don't direct what they go home and write about.
That's right.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they come and they go to these restaurants, they go to these bars, they go to our festivals, and they're like, this was one of the coolest experiences. I loved Pensacola. We just had a writer in from Mississippi, and she was like, God, I've missed the beach. You know, and so those are really impactful stories that I know my team loves to hear mm-hmm. because that just means we're doing our job right.
Absolutely.
And if they're listening right now, you're incredible. You're rock stars, and
we love
couldn't
you.
Do this without you.
Yes.
But it's just so special to know that, like, the tourism industry is what helps us get all of this coverage. Like, you are helping us.
If you just joined us, talking with Nicole Stacy, she is with Visit Pensacola. And if you have a question or a comment, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. So you also have the Visitor's Guide.
Yeah.
Y'all do an amazing job
you.
With that, really.
Thank
it's
you.
So fantastic. So that's available now.
Mm-hmm. So every year we've got our Insider Guide, and we really make them to be like a tabletop book that
it's
you can
beautiful.
Keep. And it's full of all of these Pensacola stories that locals write. We don't write the stories. And so, again, hiring locals to help us tell the story. But we split it up into, like, experiences. So we'll cover the tasty way to beach or the artful way to beach or the festival way to beach. But then we also break it down into, like, tell us about Pensacola Beach. Tell us about Perdido Key. Give us more on downtown Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really nice book that you can read people's personal stories. We had several of our moms write for us about just like family in Pensacola because we're a very family-friendly destination. That's our top market. That's who we're targeting.
And thanks so, to you, and that's such a good thing because we're not necessarily, the good news is we're not the big party destination.
No.
So it's very family-oriented.
Yes. We love talking to the families, but then it's fun because not that we have like seasons in Pensacola because it's just beautiful weather all the time, but it is seasonal for the traveler. And so, you know, summer is all about families, but the fall is going to be about couples or those empty nesters or people that just want to get out and experience festivals and arts and culture.
Well, we have so much in the fall, the Gulf Coast Arts Festival and now Foo Foo Festival. I just saw the new lineup
just
announced, which
just
is exciting.
Just announced 10 events. Very exciting. And that's another great way that says, you know, these TDT dollars are giving back to the community. They're giving back to local organizations to do events that they otherwise would not be able to do without this funding.
And what that does is because that is in the quote unquote off season, even though we don't really have a totally off season here.
Not anymore.
But having those fall events, those events that extend the season, and the weather's beautiful in October and November.
If anyone knows me, they know October. My favorite month.
Me too, because it's not quite as hot, but it's still gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. And sunsets are gorgeous.
Usually a little less crowded, but yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's great.
So what are you looking most forward to for summer?
Oh my gosh. Well, see, I love the fireworks, so I got to...
Yes.
I'm a fireworks kind of gal. That's my Katy Perry. That's my song. And then, but I love the Blue Angels, so I'll probably be out there for that because they do have, in addition to the shows themselves, they also have a lot of things going on. I know the Pensacola Beach Chamber has the market out there.
Yes.
It's getting bigger and
bigger
every
year. And
that
has, listen, I can't take credit for that. That's all you.
I had a lot of help with that.
You turned that into something really special, so congrats to you.
Well, thank you. But I would have to say that Jessica Simpson, who's now the new president CEO of out there, has outdone herself already.
Yes.
She has picked up the mantle and is running
with
it.
She's a queen.
Oh,
she's,
I love her. I'm so
phenomenal.
Excited. I got goosebumps. Isn't that silly? I'm so proud, like a mom. I'm so proud of her and our little chamber. You know, they're just growing and doing everything, and it's just exciting to watch.
It's incredible to watch, and I think, you know, again, it's you pick the pace of how you enjoy Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And so, like, speaking of the Blue Angels and the shows, I mean, there's 4 days to watch them.
Yes.
So if like the weekend's not your thing, which again, I totally get it. Like I'm not going to miss it. I'll be out there. But if it's not your thing, that's okay. So Wednesday, come watch Circle and Arrivals.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, there's a 2:00 practice. Friday, there's a whole dress rehearsal. And then Saturday, obviously, is the big show. But there's so much opportunity. And I love when we're talking to visitors and they're like, God, I would love to come in July, but it's summer, it's expensive, we've got this, we've got that, whatever the reason might be. I'm like, great, why don't you come during the week and watch them practice?
Exactly, because we also have a lot of our charter boats go out for dolphin cruises and Blue Angels.
Yes.
I mean, you can't beat that. Looking up and seeing the Blue Angels and looking down and seeing the dolphins and their babies right now.
Yeah. The angels of the sea.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, girl. That's why you're in marketing.
But then also to like go to one of the world's largest aviation museums in the world.
And it's spectacular.
And it's free.
Yeah, it's spectacular. There's so many things. The Blue Wahoos. I mean, we have baseball here. We have sports. We have ice hockey. I mean, it's an amazing place to live. And you have the best job in the world because you get to tell everybody about
it. I really do.
I mean, I have to say, that's a pretty awesome job.
I think it back to like when I was in college and I was like, what do I want to do when I grow up? And I've always been I'm a product of the hospitality industry. My mom worked in restaurants. I worked in restaurants. But So people have always been my thing. But well, me too. In
I did restaurants too.
Yes. So living in Pensacola, it's just special here.
Mm-hmm. It is. And then there's that part of me that wants to keep it a secret.
I know you do.
There's a little part of me that just wants to keep it a secret. However, it is phenomenal what you do. And everybody over, I've had the privilege of talking to everybody at Visit Pensacola and working with them. You know, the whole team over there, so many great people who've been there a long time now.
Yeah. I mean, we just celebrated Larry Orvis, who's our facilities manager, 25 years.
Wow.
He's the glue.
Hats off to Larry.
He's the heartbeat of that organization and of our team.
And you do have two visitor centers in case people don't know, or someone might be tuning in this morning that is visiting this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where are those located? Because you can get tons of information there.
Tons of information. And, you know, we only managed two, but we have three visitor centers here in Escambia County. So you've got Perdido Keys Visitor Center. We have a downtown. That's the main visitor center.
It's
that's right at the
there.
Foot of the bridge.
Can't miss it.
Parking facilities. If you've not walked the bridge, you can park at our office. It's a really safe and easy way to get right there on the bridge. And then the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center, which also has come a really long way.
We've even got an R Cali there now. So
it's just a fun way. And if you've not been and you're like, I don't need to go to a visitor center, come in.
Seriously.
You get to meet these incredible human beings at all three of them who just want to be there to talk about tourism and to talk about fun things to do and what they love to do. And again, it's like these firsthand experiences that, like, we're not telling you what to do. We're just telling you that we live here and this is what we love.
Oh, yeah. Well, people would come in all the time. Well, where can I get this kind of seafood?
Yes.
What can I do? Where can I take my kids? And we had the volunteers that were amazing at our visitor center. And I have to say, they just get so excited because they live here.
Yeah.
They love it. So they'll go, well, don't tell anybody, but this restaurant's my favorite. And people love the inside scoop.
They so love funny to the me. Scoop. And I always walk by and side-eye our ambassadors. I'm like, no, we don't have favorites. We love them all. And they're like, yeah, but I love this. I'm like, I am fine.
That's so true. It's so true. So you just, you know, you don't really do a whole lot of much. You just sit around and eat bonbons and, you know.
Watch TV.
Yeah, yeah, right. I see Nicole's Facebook every day. I'm thinking, my God, when does this woman sleep? She's everywhere. And you do, and part of your job, too, is you take that message as the, you know, our organization here, you take that message out to the world.
We really do. And it's fun because we're meeting consumers at these shows, like travel and adventure shows, and people are like, what are those? And I always say, like, think about a boat show, right?
Right.
They have these travel and adventure shows that are for consumers, and families buy tickets, and they come through, and it's always a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I know people are like, oh, they're traveling. I'm like, yeah, we're working.
Working.
A big trade show on the weekend. But we'll go all over. So this year we did Dallas, Chicago, Denver, and Atlanta. And the team goes, we set up these booths. They're all Pensacola-centric. They're beautiful.
They are.
But we basically want to bring the beach to wherever we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to bring that sunshine to wherever we are. And so the team goes, and we're just talking all day about Pensacola. But we meet some of the coolest people who have stories that are like, my dad did a stint in the Navy and we were stationed in Pensacola, or
so
my grandma used
back.
To bring me to the beach, or I love Peg Leg Pete's, is that still there? Or what about McGuire's? And so, like, they're always resonating and they're like, oh, I went to church at the Floribama. And I'm like, that's the coolest story. Like, come back. And so it's just a fun way, but it's always reminding people that within Northwest Florida, there's a really special place called Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And whether you know all of Florida or not, we're going to be here. We're welcoming. We want everyone to stop by.
Well, you do an excellent job at that, for sure. So we've got about a minute left. So
God, that flew by.
We have about a minute left. So this weekend.
Okay.
Maybe run through, in case somebody just joined us, run through
a
couple of the events.
This weekend, Memorial Day. There's lots of events. But what I'm going to highlight is go to our website, visitpensacola.com, download our app. It's in the palm of your hands. We've got trails, we've got passports, we've got events, we have things to do, blogs, all the information, contacts for all of the listings and the businesses. Go to visitpensacola.com or follow us on social and tell us what you love most.
And what's really cool, because I went there this morning, there's a digital version of the visitor's guide.
Yes,
you don't have a chance to stop by and pick one up in person, it's all right there.
But listen, we printed some, so please come back.
All right, pick up the printed ones. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so this weekend, Memorial Day, so much happening. Are you going to get some time off or are you on your way?
No, I've got a weekend to just enjoy. And so I'm really excited to be here. I'll be out on the beach, probably going to be with my girlfriends, have a pancake date with my nephew. Like, it's going to be a great weekend. I'm excited.
I love it. All right, girl. Well, I'll tell you what. You are the best at what you do. You and Darren, everybody, the team at Visit Pensacola. I think that you have made such a difference.
Thank you.
In the tourism industry here, for our economy, and the effects of what Visit Pensacola are magnificent and hard to be measured.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Nicole. Thanks so much. Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola. And again, check it out on their website, visitpensacola.com.